ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Aleph, shiur two. Today we're going to be dealing with the question of Mois Koinois by Goy and by Yisrael. So on the sugya, the opinion of Amemar is that Mashiach is Koine by a Goy. By a guy from Israel, Mashiach is koine, and Rav Ashi said no, Mashiach is not koine. The opinion of Tesis and most Rishonim is that this machlokes is totally in the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether mean that Raisa Mois Koines or Mashiach is koine, because it comes from the Sugya Bechiras Daf Yud Gimel that Lefir Rabbi Yochanan the Midah Raisa Mois is koine by Israel, so Mashiach is koine by a guy, and therefore comes out that a Meimar is like Rabbi Yochanan. And the fee Reish Lakish, I mean, the race of Mashiach is koine by Yisrael, so Mois are koine by a goy. And that is the opinion of Rav Ashi. That's what Tesis learns. And therefore Tesis says that la halacha we pass like Rav Yechon and always connected Reish Lakish. So here we'll also pass like a meimar connected Rav Ashi, which comes out that Mashiach is koine by a goy. That is the opinion of Tesis. However, Tesis brings the sheet of Rashi, then that Rashi holds that the halacha in that machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, halacha is like Reish Lakish, that Mashiach is koine. The sugya says in Hazav that Krom Asnisa Messiah the Reish Lakish, where it says both the pasuk and a brisa are muach like the din of Reish Lakish, then Mashiach mafuresh is min haTorah. Therefore, the opinion of Rashi is that Mashiach is koine, not Mois by Yisrael. Tesis explains in Bamatzia why to answer up that raya. And Mora just means that from Riata, the Pasuk and the Brites are Mashmah like Reish Lakish. But at the end of the day, there's no proof. But Rashi was saying on that sugya, and he held that the halacha is like Reish Lakish. Keneged Rabbi Yochanan, and then Mashiach is Kaina. So if he sheetahs Rashi, Taisa says it comes out, that the Gabi a Goy, Kesef is Kaina, like Ravashi, and not Mashiach. L'maisa it's Mefurish, like this in Rashi and Bechiris, Daf Gimel Mebez, Divi Masa Kinyan. Rashi says when you want to sell the Bechor to a Goy, this is the Rishonim saying, the second Bechor is in Daf Gimel, it's Mavur, that it's usher to sell your Bechor to a Goy, the mother or the Bechor, to sell it to a Goy, because you're getting out of the mitzvah of Bechor. That's Mavur in the Sugya and Bechor. It says that someone did it and they had a lot of bad things happen to them, they lost their Parnasa, because they got out of the mitzvah of Bechor. The Rishonim say this was all in times of the Gemara. Bizman Hazeh, where people we're not baki in what's called a mum, and it's going to come big problems if we have a bechor. So there's a mitzvah to do exactly the opposite, to get your to pater the Indian of bechorah, which means to sell either a chelik of the mother or of the vlad to a guy. And then there's a shutvis akum, and a shutvis akum pater from bechorah. So Rashi says in the bechorah of Gimel and Beis that you want it, when you're selling it to a guy to pater from bechorah. Rashi says you need to be little mois min ha'akum. The akum l'kani ella b'kesef, k'raminon b'b'chayrus perak sheni. That a guy is only kani b'kesef, k'raminon b'b'chayrus. Rashi l'chayra means that because we pass in like Reish Lakish, by Yisrael Mashiach is kaina, so it comes out that by a guy, kesef is kaina. So the opinion of Rashi is that kesef is kaina by a guy. Therefore, Taisha says that when you want to sell your mother or your vlad to the guy, the pater from Bechira. So, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, you need to sell B'Mashiach. Lefi Rashi, you need to sell B'Kesef. So, he says you should do both. You should tell both B'Mashiach and B'Kesef to be the opinion of both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Taisa says. And the Shulchan Aruch also passing that way in Yerideus and Shin Chaf, in Hechos Bechor. He said Vav. Shulchan Aruch says that B'Zman Hazem, Mitzvah L'Shati Fim Ha'akum, K'desh Yikudim Shi'itzel Avir Oilam, K'desh Yikudim Shi'itzel Avir Oilam. So therefore, and what you should do is you should if your kinyan here should you have a pruta me'akum, you can do a makom to pay my medrashom. A makom you can do a chilek be'im. So you should get money and you should be kinyan makom be'kinyan chotzer or agav. But you should do both things. It's not good enough just with kesef by itself or mashiach by itself. Or chayshish both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Shach in Tzivkat and Ches says that. That it's both of them are ma'akev b'diavet. If you did either kesef or mashicha, and not the other one, then it's a safek b'char. So Safik Bechor, and you have to be Noi Kiddusha Min HaSafik. That is the opinion of the Shach. However, the Taz in Sifkat and Ches says no, that Meikra Adin Yipasmak Rabbeinu Tam, that's the opinion of most Rishonim, that a guy is Kaina with Meshicha. We only do Kesef in order to be Marviach Shitas Rashi, that you need Dafka Kesef. But L'chad Chilo, we do both. But B'diyev, the person only did one and not the other, so it's not a Safik Bechor, rather it's not a Bechor Bechlal. If you did only Meshicha, if you did Kesef, it does not work. If you did only Meshicha, says the Taz, so then that works, Meikra Adin pass like Rabbeinu Tam. However, there's one other opinion here, which is the opinion of the Ramban. We mentioned in the Iker Shir, it's also the opinion of the Rambam, that a Goy is Koina both with Meshicha and with Kesef. Rambam in Zchiyo Matan Per Galaf Alach Yodale, that he can be Koina with Zchiyo or with Kesef, and that was when Amemer said by us that the Meshicha Koina, Amemer meant to say that you're Koina even with Meshicha. But Kesef was Pasha that you were Koina. That's the opinion of the Rambam and the Ramban. And Lefiza, when you want to sell your Bechor to the Koyin, then you could use either one. For sure, Kesef. Kesef, everyone agrees that it works. For sure, you could use Kesef. But ever that's not the Shita, that's Mekubo LaHalacha. Halacha, either we pass in, the Tassel we pass in like Rabbi Nutam, Mikra Adin, that it's all Tali and Meshicha. And the Shach says that we're Chish for Rashi Mikra Adin, that it's, you need both Meshicha and Kesef. That is that's the halacha lemaisa out of this sugya of kinyan by a goy. But there's one very, very important topic that's brought up in Taisa over here, and this opens up something very sadistic in this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Taisa says that Bardashani cannot be a doiran, cannot be a gift, like Rashi says in the first lashon. Because if it would be a gift, then it's pasha that you're kaina with Meshicha l'kuli alma. Words of taste, if I may read, afilu ma'adomar eina kaina kiravashi b'samuch, hani mili kagoyin d'ika kaspa. Ava b'metzia u'matana d'leka kasma, kuli alma maidu d'kani b'meshicha y'bagba. That you could be kaina with Meshicha, just in a case where there is kesef, like a mekach, there's kesef, then you need kesef. But in a case where it's not shaykh kesef, like a gift or a metziah, then it works with Meshicha by itself. So see, there's a lot of discussion in the Achrayim to how to explain these tesis. But first have to mention that there's machlokes rishonim about this din of the tesis. That as Rashi by us, that learns Pardashani is a doyrin, is a gift. And still we have the machlokes Ameimar and Ravashi, whether you're kaina with Meshicha or with kesef, mavur, that even by a gift, there's a tzad, and then Meshicha is not kaina. As before in Rashi, and also the Ritva in Bamatid Daf Mem Zayin and Mabez brings like this from the Ramban that even by Matana, Meshicha is not Kainah. He's talking about by Yisrael, if you're a Biechanan, meaning the Rais, the Mais Kainais. But by Matana, the Ramban says that Meshicha is not Kainah. Lefir Biechanan. So there are bigger two ways in the Achrayim how to explain this thesis. This is a side of thesis that When there's no kesef, then it works with Meshicha by itself. The ksois in Simen Kuf Sariches and the nesivis in Pirachos Pesach, Makor Chayim in Simen Tav Mem Ches Sifkat and Hay, they say the pshat is that Lo'olam, the pshat of Tesis, that Lo'olam Meshicha is a kinyan, even. We're just talking about with Mandomer Mois Koinus, which means Lefir Biechanan by Yisrael and Lefir Reish Lakish by a guy. But even Mandomer Mois Koinus agrees that Meshicha is a Kenyan. And it's enough to make the Kenyan by Meshicha itself. Just when there is Kesef, when you're lacking the Kesef, that's Ma'akev the Kenyan. You can't be Koina with Kesef, with Meshicha, when you're waiting for the money. The fact the money is by the other person, that says you can't be Koina. The Ksais doesn't really explain it too much. He just says, because it's the lack of Kesef makes that Meshicha cannot be Kaina. That's the words of the Ksais. In the Nesivus and the Karchai, he says that you don't have Gemir's Das until you get the money. Really, you could be Kaina with Meshicha, but a person's Das isn't to be Kaina, to the Das of the Moicher is not to be, to give the object until he gets money for his Chefetz. That's the way that he explains it. But both of them hold that it's us, what it's, the Yisrael is that's lacking the Kesef, that holds up the Kenyan. But Mishicha really should be a Kenyan. I can really explain that, we see that in many Kenyanim, there are the way to be Kenyan without giving money. You can be Kenyan Karka with Shtar and Chazaka, even though you didn't get give the money. Kain Avadim with Chazaka, even though you didn't give the money. So also Metatlin, you could be Kain with Mashicha, even though you didn't give the money. But for whatever reason, that's not clear why, that by Metatlin, it's when it's lacking money, so that's Ma'akiv in the Kenyan. So the way the Nesiva says, because it's lacking Gemir's Nas, could be that Dafka by Metatlin, when I'm afraid he might run away with my object and never pay me, so then I don't have Gemir's Nas. Shinkin Karka or Avadim, they're more stable. So I'm not worried that it's going to run away with my thing. So I could have Gemir's Das to sell the object, even though I didn't get money yet. I'm thinking about Metantolin, even though Mashiach is a Kenyan, but I'm worried that he's not going to pay me, so therefore I don't have full Gemir's Das until he pays. And Mela, they say, that when you pay back your Chayiv, if Reuven lent Shimon money, and Shimon is now, and now you want to be kinda the Reuven lent Shimon money, so Shimon owes money to Reuven. So instead of paying back Reuven the money, Shimon is going to give him an object, and he'll be kinda it. So I want to say, if Reuven is now Moishek the object, and Reuven, again, Shimon owes Reuven $100. And Shimon is going to sell Reuven an object that's worth $100. So the fact that Reuven does Mashiach on the object, so that will be kinda it. Even Mandar Midoresa Mois kindness. Here there's not lacking any money. We're doing the mekach, but it's a mekach which doesn't lack money, because the money I already gave you. I gave you the money before as a halva. So now instead of you paying me back the money for paying back the chayiv, and I'm going to give it to you again for the mekach, which is using that money to be kind of the object, to be the money of the object. So even though milve is not kind, normally milve can't make kiddushin, can't make kinyanim, that's when you want the milve itself to make the kinyan. That I just want the fact that I'm moichel v'chayim, that should make a kinyan. So that doesn't work, because milveh is not called giving kesef. But here, I'm not using the milveh to make the kinyan. I'm being kind with mishicha. And mishicha can work, could work, ilafir of yechon amida reisa. Just when you have to give money, just in a kinyan that has money, mishicha can work when the money wasn't given. But here, there's no more need for money, because I already gave you the money beforehand. I'm not being tolerated any money from you over here. So here, this mekach is similar to a matana, that Mashiach works. That's how they explain the thesis. That whether we said the nusach of the ksais is that it's mechusar kesef, and the nesiva says because it's lacking in gemir's das. Both those are based on this one point that what's lacking is the kesef of b'yisoy the Mashiach is kain. So the ksais goes to a very interesting thing. The ksais there in kuf tari chesef katan aleph. The Ksois asks on the Ramban. The Ramban holds that even by matana, Mashiach is not kaina, the Ramban says. So how are you kaina matana, the Ramban? The Ramban says you need to be kaina matana be'agav, oy be'chalipin, oy be'chotzer. Three ways that you could be kaina matana midaraisa, the fear be'echadon. Either with kinyan agav, you're kaina agav karka, or you do chalipin. So that's also works for metatlin, or you're kaina be'kinyan chotzer. It goes into the chotzer of the loikeach, and now the loikeach could be kaina. So the Ksais asks on the Ramban, how does Kinyan Chotzer work? Hare Chotzer says in the Gemara, Bamatzias Chotzer mit Hamyat. And if Mashiach doesn't work by Matana, then also Chotzer doesn't work by Matana. Because Chotzer can only work like Yad works. And in Mokom that Yad doesn't work, also Chotzer doesn't work. That's the question of the Ksais on the Ramban. So the Chassam Sofer wants to answer this question. Chassam Sofer near Yerideh Simin Shin Yud. Whoever says that the basic inyan of a kinyan is that the chavetz gets to the hands of the lekeach, the one who's getting it. He gets his hands, that's it comes to him. He brings it in his hand, it's in his house. That's the basic idea of a kinyan. So he says that the kinyan of mashicha, which you don't bring it to your house, so you do mashicha in a simta. So we learn that we need to learn out of a pasuk that you're kaina. But that you could be kaina when it comes to you. So that's pashat, that's the most basic inyan. So chotzer is a little bit of a step up to that. Chotzer, even though it didn't come to my guf, it just came to my property. But it's also cute that it came to me. The getter said it came to me. So that's not learned out of kinyan mashicha. So therefore, even though we cannot be kaina with mashicha, but we could be kaina with chotzer. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. The Divrei Yechezkel and Simin Samech says that really the question of the Ksais, if anything, should be the opposite. Again, the Chayes asked on the Ramban that if by Matana you're not Kaina with Meshicha, you also should not be Kaina with Chatzar. That was the question of the Chayes on the Ramban. Says the Debir Yecheskel, that question isn't sure at all. Because if the Ramban, what's the Machalik Asher between Tais and the Ramban? Whether Meshicha is Kaina with Matana. Tais, Shutei holds, like we said, that Meshicha is always a Kenyan. Even the man Domer Mois Kaina is, but Meshicha really should be Kaina. Just, when you could do Kesef, you have to do Kesef. When you're lacking Kesef, then that's a problem. But Meshicha is a fine Kenyan. Shengen l'fidu Ramban, Meshicha is not Kaina by Matana. It's also Chatzar shouldn't be Kaina. Says the Yecheskel, that it's only by Meshicha. Meshicha is something, according to Ramban, something that's problematic about Kenyan Meshicha. Therefore, Meshicha can't be Kaina. Not only by Mekach, but also by Matana, Meshicha can't be Kaina. But Chatzar is a different type of Kenyan. Chatzar, as we said from the Chassam Sofer, Chatzar is, we're going to slice it, Chatzar is not Mamish Meshicha. And that there's no Chitzorin of Meshicha. Meshicha itself is a problematic Kenyan for whatever reason. And Chatzar does not have those problems. So according to the Ramban, therefore it could be Kaina. Bashengim Lufi Taisa says the Dibir Cheskel, then the question is Yeshver. What is Taisol? Taisol is that really Meshicha is a wonderful Kenyan. Even according to the Manda Omar, and Mois are Kaina, but Meshicha is a great Kenyan. Just when it's lacking Mois, then Meshicha cannot be Kaina. So it says the Dibir Cheskel, if that's a Bashat, when you're lacking Mois, then Meshicha should not be Kaina. Why? Because you need the money. So therefore, because I didn't get the money, so other Kenyan can't work. Same Kenyan, just like Kenyan Meshicha doesn't work, then also Kenyan Chatzar shouldn't work. Even if we'll understand that Chatzar and Meshicha are two different types of Kenyanim, we know that. But according to Taisus, Meshicha is a fine Kenyan. And yet, when you're lacking money, it's not Kaina. Either because that's itself that you're lacking money, or the way the Makor Chaim said, there's no Gemir's Das unless you get the money. This whatever problem that we have in Meshicha, when the money wasn't given, we should have that same problem by a chutzar. And therefore, chutzar should not be kaina. According to Madam Ramayi's kainais, chutzar should not be kaina because you're lacking mois. So that's a good question. Then fakert, dafka l'fitais is the question is shver. So that's Dibir Yecheskel's question on the ksais, why the ksais asked this way. And I don't have a good answer for the ksais, but it seems that many Paiskim, numerous Paiskim, were chayshish for this opinion, halacha l'maisa, that the Machan Ephraim, in Hilchos Kinyan Meshicha, Simin Beis, says that when a person buys an esrig, a lulav, for sukkis, so you have to make sure that you pay the money before it. Pay the money afterwards, it's going to be a problem. Why? Because because you won't have a Kinyan deraisa, because even though you buy it from Yisrael, but Meshicha, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is only kind of midrabanan. Midrais, you need kesef. So if you don't get the money, so then you weren't kind of midraisa. So you won't be yaitse your mitzvah on the first day, midraisa, because midraisa, you don't own your lulav and esrik. So he says, therefore, you should make sure to pay the money before sukkis. This is Machan Ephraim, and the Mishnah Berurah passes this way, in Simen Tov Reish Memches, Sivkat Yud, that you should give the money before sukkis, because you should have a kinyan daraisa. Problem is that's all if we're dealing with Kenyan Meshicha. Dealing with Kenyan Meshicha, one can say, listen, Kenyan Meshicha is a problem until you give Kesef. So if you didn't give the Kesef, Meshicha only works midrabon. But you lulav and an esrig, you bring it home. So you can be kind with Kenyan Chatzar. And also when you pick it up, it's in your hand. You can be kind with Kenyan Yar. It's in my hand. So what's the problem that I didn't give money? That's all a problem in Kenyan Meshicha. But I lulav and esrog, I don't need to be kind with them with Kenyan Meshicha. I can be kind to them with Kenyan Chatzar or with Kenyan Yad. What's the chisar? It seems that they held that halacha l'maisa is a problem. Not only by Meshicha is there a problem that it's a mechusar kesef, but also by Chatzar and Yad, there's a problem that it's a mechusar kesef. That's very understandable if you are tesis. That if as long as when that even though Kenyan Meshicha is a Kenyan, not only Kenyan Meshicha, any Kenyanim, that could be kinyanim, but kol hamad you do not give kesef, so then it's ma'akev in the kinyan. That's l'chora a big fascinating nafkamina halacha l'maisa from this mahalach of our tesis, that tesis really was really saying a kula, that Mashiach is kinyan, even when there were mice kinyan, but Mashiach is a good kinyan. And therefore, when you're not lacking the money, so Mashiach could be kinyan. But maybe we also had a chumrah from the tesis. That even in something which is a good kinyan, but when it's lacking money, so then it's not going to be kinyan. That's what the Machane Ephraim, the Mishabur Achish for Allah Lamaisa. One last point that's related to this, the big raya l'chayra, is Taisus, as we mentioned earlier, Taisus deals with how to sell the mother cow, or the baby cow, to the guy, so that to be pater from b'chayra. So Taisus says that the person wants to be chayshish, with Rashi and Rabbi Nutam, should do the following. Tzorech shiyitin ha'akum kesef, the guy has to give money, v'gam b'shichos ha'akum, b'simto, oil r'shusto shal akum, shu shaloi. That the guy should give money, and also you should do Mashiach. Mashiach works either to a simta, to a place on the side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's a place where you can do Mashiach, like the Marash says in Basra. Or he does Mashiach to his chatzar, to his Roshus, which is his. The Shaila is that if he's doing it to his Roshus, so the guy's kind with Kinyan chatzar. So if he's kind with Kinyan chatzar, then why does the guy also have to give money? Taisus was saying you have to give money and do Mashiach. Because Mashiach isn't good enough, leave my number that Mois are kind. But if one way to do Mashiach is to your chatzar, so you're also kind with Kinyan chatzar. And that should work by itself, the Kuli Alma. Even my number that Mois are kind. Mashman says, it said no, that my number Mois are kind. So also Mashiach is not going to be kind by its Mashiach by itself. Sorry, Mashiach is chatzar. Will not be kind because you're lacking money. How do you master from the Tesis, a fascinating Chiddush Ladina, like the Machane Ephraim and the Mishnah Berurah. To summarize the first Mahalakha we learned here in Tesis, Tesis is saying that really, according to Rabbi Yechanan, really, according to my Damar Moyes of Koine, really Mashiach is a Kenyan. Just because you didn't give money, because there should be money, and the money was not yet given, so that makes a problem in the Kenyan. Therefore, Lamashal Ekseis and the Nesivis say the Chiddush that if you owe someone money, and instead of the money that you owe him, you're going to give him a chifetz to be makin him a chifetz, so then the chulam of Mashiach works because it's no longer lacking money. That's its mahalach in Taisus. However, the more simple reading of the Taisus is that when you could make a kinyan kesef, then you cannot make a kinyan Mashiach. When you cannot make a kinyan kesef, then you could make a kinyan Mashiach. And therefore, Tay says the same the following, that when you make a sale, so you could, that way to make that kinyan is with kesef. Because you could make it with kesef, therefore you cannot make it with Mashiach. Masha'in kain, by a matana or a metziah, when you cannot make a kinyan with kesef, kinyan kesef does not work, so then you could, then you're able to make the kinyan with Mashiach. The explanation for this would be that really Kesef and Mashiach both are could be kinyanim. Just Kesef is a better type of kinyan than Mashiach. At least in the case when the Torah said you should be dafka kohen with Kesef, the fear of Yechanan by Yisrael, and the fear of Yishlakish by a guy, in a case when you should be kohen with Kesef, Kesef is a better type of kinyan. So therefore, when you could make Kesef, you have to give Kesef. When you cannot make a kinyan with Kesef, then you are able to use the weaker kinyan, the kinyan of Mashiach. This concept we see that by kinyanim, when both options exist, you have to dafka use the better one. It seems more like that in Kiddushin of Chafei Medbez, that Mesira and Mashiach, that when one of them is better, you have to use the one dafka which is better and not worse. It's important. Rashi over there. So that could be the pshat over here, that by both Kesef and Mashiach could be kinyanim. Just you have to use the better one. That'd be a simple way to read the Tesis. We can maybe add on to this to explain a little bit more that it seems from the Sugya and Bechiris that Kesef and Mashiach are sort of opposites, they're two sides of the same coin. You have to choose which one you want. A Yisrael is kind with one, and a guy is kind with the other. The Gemara tells me, the Yisrael Bechada, Akum Nami Bechada. If Yisrael only has one option, then also a guy has one option. And the Pasuk changes which one is kind by Yisrael and a guy. But it seems that these two things, for some reason, stand in a contradiction. Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Mashiach. And you have to choose one or the other. And the Torah chose one or the other. So here the Torah chose, the Torah chose Kinyan Mos, Kinyan Kesef. So when that option does not exist, then you could be koina with mishicha. That would be the pshat in this case. It's a similar concept we have brought down by the Peskin, the Nagoyis Ashri, in Perek Hazov, in Baba Metzia. Nagoyis Ashri is also dealing with the question that the Rishonim dealt with. How to sell the animal to the Goyis that it should not be chayiv in Bechayra. Says the Nagoyis Ashri that if you sell, there are two options there before in the Rishonim. One is to sell the chilek of the mother, one is to sell the uber. The Nagoyis Ashri says the chiddush that on the uber you can't do mashicha right now. Because the umber, the child does not exist in the world, it was not yet born, so you cannot do Mashicha. So he says, if you can't do Mashicha, then everyone agrees you could be going with Kesef. Because these two kinyanim are, they only one of them exists at each time. When you can't do one, the one that you're supposed to do, so then you could do the other one. So there, that goes to Shri saying, Asvara, when you can't do Mashicha, you could do Kesef. And our thesis, Sechar saying, Yisayid, and when you can't do Kenyan Kesef, like Matana, so then you could do Kenyan Mashicha. If that's the Pshat and thesis, then that comes out. You have arguing something off Kamin, as we said earlier, like in the case when you're paying back a chayv and you give him an object to be kaina. So man damer kesef is kaina, so you not be kaina with mashiach here, because you could do a kinyan kesef. The kinyan kesef is an option. This object could be kaina with kesef. So because you could be kaina with kesef, then mashiach does not work. Mashiach kain metzir matana, where you cannot be kaina with kesef. So then you cannot be good with kesef, then Mashiach is able to work. Oh. That's the chayra, that's a simple way to learn pshat in our tesvus. The Lashon HaTesvus is also mashing that like this. But lefizah comes out from our tesvus that you cannot be kaina matana with kesef. That's what comes out, right? They're saying the kinyan kesef does not work by matana or metzia. Therefore, you're able to be kaina with Mashiach. So it comes out that Kenyan Kesef does not work by Matan. It's also before in the Ramban Lahedya, the Ramban that we quoted, the Ridvan Bar Metzia B'Shem, the Ramban, that argues with our tesis and holds that Mashiach is not Kaina. The Ramban says, well, how are you Kaina Metaltalin? You can do it either with Chalipin, or with Agav, or with Chatzar. Those are the three options the Ramban gave. But Kesef is not an option. Why? Because with Matana, the Ramban holds, like Tesis, they both agree in this point, that you cannot be Kaina Matana with Kesef. So the Ramban said, so then that just creates problems. Mashiach doesn't work and Kesef doesn't work. And they said, no, because Kesef does not work, therefore Mashiach is able to work. But Akapana, they both agree that you cannot be kaina matana with Kesef. However, L'chayra, there's a Mefurish of Mishnah not that way. Mishnah Ba'batrud of Kuf Nun Vav. So it says there that someone is Mechalek Nechasov. He's giving out his Nechasim before he dies. The people that he wants to have, that he wants them to have is nechasim. So according to the Tanakam, there is a kula that said midrabanan the divrei shchivim are kikasuvenu kimesurin damu, and you don't need a ma'aseh kinyan. Just with amira, the he decides, he says who he wants to give his nechasim to, so they belong to him. But Rabbi Elazar says no. Rabbi Elazar says that amira is not kaina by a shchivim, and therefore you're not kaina until you do kesef shtar or chazaka. Because you were in Kenyan with Amir, so you need Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. Hari there, it's talking about a Kenyan of Matana, Mechalik Nechasim Alpiv. He's not making business deals. He's even got a Matana. And Mavur and Mefurish in the Mishnah, that Kesef works by Matana. But Hari, in the Ramban in Bar Metzia is Mefurish, and also hard in our Tesis, Mavur that Kesef does not work by Matana, which we understand logically, the Tesis in the Ramban. The idea of a gift is that you don't pay any money for it. Right? That's why you can't be Kenyan with Kesef. But in Mefurish in the Mishnah, that you could be kind of kesef, a matana with kesef. It's also in Tesis written, Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel, says that you could be kind of a matana with kesef. That's like the Mishnah Bava Basra, but the Tesis by us and the Ramban in Bava Metzia, I'm afraid that matana is not nikne with kesef. This is a very big question. So I found in the Sefer Ber Yaakov from Rav Asher Arieli's father, Yaakov Arieli, in Simin Chav Zayin, so it's a very chashuv yisoid to answer this question. It goes like this. I think there's a famous chakira in the Achronim about how Kenyan Kesef works. The Sma in Chesh Mishra Tzimin Kuf Tzadi says that the idea of Kenyan Kesef is that you're paying the payment for the object. If you're buying a house that costs $100,000. So the idea of Kenyan Kesef is to pay the price of the object, to pay $100,000. Maisa, the Sma says that you can pay less than that, you can pay a pruta, because the rest of the money is being given. It's a down. The proof is down payment, and you later pay back the rest of the money. But besides the money that's being paid is being paid as the price, the payment for the object. That's the idea of kinyan kesef. That is what the Sma says. The Taz there argues, the Taz says no, that's not the value of the object. Rather, the Taz says it's just a maisa kinyan. You give a pruton, it's a maisa kinyan, and that's how you make a kinyan on the object. That's what the Taz says. The Taz brings a raya from Kiddushin, and that Kiddushin is also nicknamed with Kesef. And Avada, you're not buying the Isha. It's not Shaykh Domin for Ben Chayrin, you're not paying for the value of the Isha. So you see that Kinyan Kesef is not the payment, is not the price of the object, rather just a Maisa Kinyan. So Avni Miluim answers about Kiddushin. Avni Miluim says like the Sma, and he says that by Kiddushin, it's true that you're not paying the value of the Isha, you're paying the value of the Kiddushin, and Kiddushin is worth a pruta. He says that's a different topic, that's not really our topic right now, how Kiddushin works into this discussion. But Akopanim, we have the Machloikas, the Sma, and the Taz, about what the side of Kinyan Kesef is. Is it mitzad dmei piron? It's a payment for the shivui, the value of the object. Is that what you're paying for? Or all it is a maisa kinyan? So Avni Miluim says the following. Avni Miluim in Simin Chavtes, Sivkat and Beitz, brings that the makar for midaraisa mais kainis. Rabbi Yochanan says, and midaraisa mais kainis. So very fascinating that the Gemara never tells us exactly what the makar for Rabbi Yochanan is. Where did Rabbi Yochanan see that kesef is kainis? He just says, midaraisa mais kainis, he never brings a pasuk. So the Rishayim have a machlekes where Rabbi Yochanan got this limud, that midaraisa mais kainis. Rashi in Perakazov, and Nathan Zayin and Mebez, Rashi says it's learned out of Hektish. But just like when you buy an object from Hektish, you buy it with Kesef. So too, when you buy from Hedyot, one person buys from another person, also you could buy with Kesef. That's what Rashi says. The Shita in Bab Mitzi says another Makar. The Shita says there that Stam Kinyan is Bekesef. Normally when you buy things, it's done with Kesef. Like the Pasuk says, Oichel ba'kesef tashbireini v'yochalti. Mesh Rabbeinu is talking to Melech Edoim, and he says, you should sell me food with money. So he says the Shita, you see that the normal way to make kinyanim is with money. That's famous, the Acharon quoted b'shein the Shita, really from a Furish in Tesis, in Erevin, and Daf Peyal from Mibbez, and a Tesis in Bechiris, and Daf Yud Gimel from Mibbez, this concept that stam kinyan is b'kesef. That Rabbi Yochanan says, "Midoraisa ma'is kainis." It's not. There's no specific makar for it. Just stam kinyan is done with kesef. That is the opinion of Taisus. And Rashi, as we said, learned out of Hektish. Says Avni Miluim that both according to Rashi and according to Taisus, we see that kinyan that the idea of kinyan kesef is paying the value of the object. Haray Lafi Tesis for sure that says that the makar is from stam kinyan bekesef, like oichel bakesef tashbireini. What Tesis means to say is that the way you buy things is for paying for them. You go into the store, you see how much something costs, so when you pay the value, what it says in the price tag, when you pay it, then you're kind of it, because you're paying the value of the object. That's stam kinyan bekesef. So that the idea of stam kinyan bekesef is paying the value of the object. And also according to Rashi says that Miluim. Rashi says it's turned out of Hektish. When you're paying the Hektish, the idea of paying Hektish is you're paying the value of the object, and that's why it goes out to Chulin. So both Mahalach of Rashi and that of Tesis are based on the fact that you're paying the value of the object. So the Miluim learns out from this Aklal that always Kinyan Kesef. Also Kinyan Kesef by Karka is also being paying the value of the object. That's what Avni Miluim says. However, if Kesef works by Matana, like we proved from Mishnah Bava Basra, really the Makar is from the Ber Yaakov, back of Arieli, that he brings this Mishnah as a proof that Kesef is kind of with Matana. All right, by Matana, obviously you're not paying the value of the object, right? Someone's giving you a gift. He's giving you a car that's worth $10,000. And we need to make a Maisa Kinyan. We're lacking a Maisa Kinyan. So you know what? I'll give you a pruta. And with the pruta, I'm going to be kind of the car. Everyone knows the car is worth much more. It's no question that I'm saying that the car is only worth a pruta. No. The car is really worth much more. And the car is being given as a gift. Just the way to make a Maisa Kinyan is by giving kesef. For sure, that kesef that you're giving to make kinyanim, that kesef is not the mei shivui. It's not the value of the object. It's just a Maisa Kinyan b'yalma. Says the Ber Yaakov, and you know what? Really, both inyanim are true. There's a kinyan kesef, which works, which is the value of the object. And there's a kinyan kesef, which is a Maisa Kinyan, not being given the value of the object. He says it's totally though. There are two parshias of where kesef is learned out of. The Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Chavav learns that kesef is kainu with karka, learns out of a pasuk. So does ba kesef yiknu. That's learned directly out of a pasuk, that kesef can be kainu karka, that works as being a kinyan. It's not that you're mei shivui, that you're paying the value of the object. Just a maisa kinyan bialma. Just a shtar is a maisa kinyan, and chazaka is a maisa kinyan, so also kesef is a maisa kinyan. That's by karka. However, by metaltalin, we don't have a mefurish pasuk that tells us that you're kind of karka metaltalin with kesef. That's why the Rishonim looked for makaris. What's the idea that they say? That they found a makar rash, as you found it by hektish. They say, stam kinyan is bekesef. Both of those things is that the way there's a logical way to make a kinyan is by paying for it. By paying the value of the object, that's how you're kind of the object. That's the idea of the midareisa mayis kainais. That day, Rabbi Yochanan said that you can be kainim mitatalin, even though we don't have a direct pasuk telling me that mitatalin are nikna bekesef. That Rabbi Yochanan says it's like a half of a svar and half of a pasuk. We have psukim that tell us that when you buy objects, that the way to make kinyonim is by paying for objects. So it's mitzavar that the kesef would also make a kinyon, because you pay for it, and that's what stam kinyonim are, or you learn that out of hektish. But the idea of that is that you're because you paid for the object, that's why you get it. Even though there's no direct makar. But by karka has another way to work. Karka works, can also work like garmi metatalin, work for demei shivui, that you gave the value of the object. But because karka has the unique pasuk, so karka is also able to work as a maisa kinyan. So with this, he says, that's the gemal de kateret for our thesis. It's true we brought the mission of Baba Basra that says that you can be kainim atana with kesef. But before in the Mishnah there, the Mishnah is only talking about karka. You could be kind of karka with kesef as a matana. When you're giving someone a matana of karka, then you could be kind of with kesef. Because the idea of kesef by karka can also work as stam being a maisa kinyan, even though you're not paying the value of the object. But when you're being kind of metatlin, what's the homokar that kesef is kind of with metatlin? It's because you're paying the value of the object. So, in Cain, when you're being kind at karka, when you're being kind with matana, you can't give a pruta to pay the value of the object. That's not the value. If you really want to pay the value, you have to pay the whole value. And that's a mekach, that's a sale. That's not a gift. If you're giving a gift and you're just giving a pruta to make the kinyan bichal, so bakarcha, that's not the value of the object. So that does not work by metatlin. So that we find in our Taisvis and in the Ramban Bab Metzia, that you cannot be kaina matana with kesef, it's only things that I learned out of metatalin, that the metatalin are nicknamed with kesef. But in karka that's nicknamed with kesef, that works even by matana. That's his gvalat kapshat to answer up our tesis. Akoponim, that was another mahalach to learn trad in the tesis here, that the pshat of tesis is that when you could make the kinyan of kesef, then mashiach does not work. But when you can make the kinyan of kesef, like metziah or matana, then mashiach does work. That is the opinion of Taisus. And again, quickly, the first mahalach we said in Taisus was from Nixais and then Nesivus. They learned that the pshat of Taisus is when you're lacking kesef, then mashiach cannot work. But when there's no lack of kesef, even though it's a sale, and kesef, you could use kesef to make the sale. Like we said, like you owe someone money, and instead of the money, you're giving them an object. So then, it's a sale which could work with kesef if you want. But because there's no lack of payment, the money was already paid, so then you're able to be kaina with mashiach. Those are the two drachan that we have in Taisus. This is all in the opinion of Taisus. In the Ramban, however, argues, the Ramban holds on either of these svaras. The Ramban holds, as we said earlier from the Divrei Yecheskel, that Kinyan Mashiach is a Kinyan Garua. It's not a good Kinyan. So therefore, according to the Mandarin, that neither Reisam Boy is Kainais. So you can't use Mashiach, you have to dafka use Kesef. And in a case where Kesef doesn't work, like Matana, so you're stuck. Kesef doesn't work and Mashiach doesn't work. You have to find another Kinyan. Agav, Chalipin, Chotzer, the Ramban says. We're looking for other Kinyanim. But as long according to this man, Omar, Mashiach never works. Only Kesef. Either you call it a Gzeir Sakasov, or it's because something is problematic in the Kinyan of Mashiach, it's not such a good Kinyan. Whatever the reason is, Mashiach does not work and only Kesef, and if Kesef doesn't work, then even Mashiach can work. And you have to find some other Kinyan. But it's an interesting point, though, is that by Metziah, where there's no one, you're not making in Mekach with anyone else, a deal with anyone else. So you find an object in the street, there obviously, even the Ramban agrees that Mashiach is Kainah. Especially that the Klal of the Ramban is only when a transaction being done between two people, then you need to have Kesef. And if you can't have Kesef, then you can't have anything. You have to find some other Mahalach. Hashem Kain, when the Kinyan is just being made between me and the Chayfetz, I'm being kind of an object of Hefker, and even the Ramban agrees to Teisvis that Mashiach does work, even according to the Manda Amar, I mean the Reis of Mois Kainis. Just one last point here on this Cheshvan of Teis and the Ramban is the Gemara at the end of the Sugya, by us, the bottom of the Ein Aleph Mebez, Gemara brings a Raya to the Manda Amar of the Mashiach as Kainim by a Goy from the Din of Gzela. That when a guy steals, he's chayiv misa. Gemara says that if Mashiach is not kaina, then the guy should not be chayiv for stealing. So this Gemara is a very interesting Gemara. Mitzvah, we'll talk about it in the Shira and the Fayin Beis. But the Akabonim, that's the Iker Yisrael of the Gemara, that by Gzela also we have the machlokes whether Mashiach is kaina or Mashiach is not kaina. And the mandam Mashiach is not kaina, then even by Gezel, Mashiach should not be kaina. So this is a big question on the sheet of Teisvis. According to Teisvis, when you cannot be kaina with Kesef, and you could be kaina with Mashiach. So every Gezel, obviously you're not being kaina with Kesef, because there's no one that's selling it to you, you're trying to steal it. So if you can't be kaina with Kesef, then you should be able to be kaina with Mashiach. This is the Ritva really by us asks, right here in the beginning of the Sugya, asks us a question on Teisvis. That why by Gezel, everyone should agree that Mashiach is kaina. And the Gemara is yet toiled in the Machlekes, whether Mashiach is kaina or not. So Teis himself asks the question. Teis himself, Ayin Beis Amin Aleph, asks the question on himself. And Teis says that by Gezel, because it's Bisura Asa Liyadei, so then it's yet holding the Machlekes, whether Mashiach is kain or not. Hashem Kain, by Matana, or Metzia, where it's Betera Asa Liyadei, so then everyone agrees you could be kain with Mashiach. The words of Teis Teretz is interesting. Why do we care that you did an Isser? It's true you did an Isser. But there's no option of kesef. Then you should be kain with Mashiach itself. What Teis means to say is that it's true there's no option of kesef, but that's only because the Gazlan doesn't want to pay money. Really, if this Gezel is ki'ilu, that there's a transaction going on between the Meicher and between the Gazlan and the Nigzal. Ki'ilu, the Gazlan is trying to buy the object of the Nigzal. The Nigzal says he doesn't want. The Gazlan is taking it anyway. So here, it's a type of transaction which really should require kesef. If you're being kind of the object from the person, so the person from the Nigzal, and the Nigzal says, I don't want you to take it, so the Gazlan is taking it anyway, you should at least pay him for it. Meaning that it's a transaction that really does require kesef. So in this type of transaction, which should require kesef, just the Gazlan doesn't want to pay for it, this type of transaction, you cannot be kaina with Mashiach itself, according to the Manda Amar, that Kesef is kaina. And that works in either of the explanations we said before. It's called Kilu Mechusar Kesef, because why are you taking not paying for it? You should pay for it. According to the Mahalach of the Ksais, it's called Mechusar Kesef. And according to other Mahalach also, it's when you could be kaina with Kesef, and you cannot be kaina with Mashiach. So here you could be kaina with Kesef. That's how Taisis answers up his shita from this Gemara about Geza. One of the last point here, just halachal mice in this question, it's machlokes teis in the Ramban, but when you're mandomer mice are kaina, does Mashiach work by a matana? Mishnah Brura in Siman Tav Mem Ches Sifkot and Tesvav. Mishnah Brura says that if you give your chametz to a goy the matana, so then it works with Mashiach or Agba. Mishnah Brura says there. In the Shaar Tzion, in Zivkot and Lamenei, it says, Tez Avay Lezer, Davayin Aleph. That in our Tez, it's Mavur, that even Mando Amar, that kesef is koina, but b'matana, if matnas metaltalin, then it works mishicha. So lachol meis the mishabur passings like our tesis, not like Rashi. According to Rashi, it's not that way. According to Rashi, mat omer that kesef is koina by a goy, so then even by matana, you need dafka, you need kesef and you don't have kesef, so you have to find some other way to make it work. Rashi and the Ramban. Mishabur does pass like our tesis, that when you do, by matana, where there's no kesef, so mishicha works by itself. Adkan for today, Baruch Hashem, I learned a lot of Yesedus in this extra shir in the Indian of Mishicha and Mois that are coined by Mitatlin. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.